This discussion is in response to a list of questions submitted by a distinguished group of mechanchim, both men and women, who have vast experience in teaching yeshiva, junior high school, and high school students. Represents many of the questions that their students ask, and their request for some assistance in answering many of these questions. It's understood that many questions that students ask are more than just a sincere interest in understanding and knowing the answers, but rather stem from emotional, psychological issues, religious conflicts, there's usually much, or oftentimes, much more behind the question than the actual question itself. And it's understood that one must learn how to answer the questioner, not just the question. However, since the questioner oftentimes hides behind the cover of this question, and this question or these questions are helping him or her to rationalize certain behaviors or attitudes, it is also important to be able to dispel the cover and to at least offer some basic understanding of the issues and attempt at answering the question so that one may be able to penetrate beyond that and eventually deal with what is bothering the student in the first place on a deeper level. It should also be noted that oftentimes the best answer is, I do not know, when we don't know the answer. Certainly better than trying to make up something which is not very true or convincing. And of course, the I do not know should be followed up not with just a mere ignoring it beyond that point, but rather research, looking into it, let's look into it together. We'll ask somebody who might be able to help us with this answer, but a validating of the question and the questioner, which is extremely important. Sometimes validating the question and the questioner is more than half the battle, and sometimes that's really the majority of what they want. However, we also have to deal with the issue. But not knowing and being willing to research and open-mindedly look into it and find out the answers is certainly a valid approach. The truth of the matter is that if our students recognize the validity of Torah min haShamayim, the realization that the Torah is actually the directive of the Borei Olam given to the Klal Yisrael at a public forum unlike anything else in all of history and any other religious concept or claim in all of history, and passed down accurately from generation to generation, and that we have the testimony recorded and continually relived through the annals of Jewish history in our learning and studying of the Torah and observing of all its mitzvahs and our passing down all of these traditions to the future generation, father to son, and so forth and so on, and also the evidence that exists to support this in the form of infinite information that the Torah is clearly aware of, was known, which was not known at that time and could not have been known at that time to anyone other than the Creator himself. And this, of course, stands as evidence to any questions about Torah Misinai, the legitimacy of Torah Misinai. These realizations and the realization of the truth of Torah Misinai should really take the bite out of most questions, because they no longer become questions of of criticism and looking askance and questioning the entire system, rather just sincere requests for information, which can be dealt with as such. And even if the answer is that I don't know, or maybe the answer is even that we don't know, no one knows, but that too is acceptable in the context of a clear knowledge beyond any reasonable doubt of the truth of Torah Mi-Sinai. However, if the truth of Torah Mi-Sinai is not well established, then of course these questions pose not just academic issues of interest, but rather attacks on the whole belief of Torah Mi-Sinai, and they represent that to many of the students in some way, to some more than others, and therefore, they must be dealt with. Now, of course, an understanding of Torah Mi-Sinai and the veracity for Torah Mi-Sinai and the testimony and the evidence is something that every yeshiva student should be exposed to on many levels, time and again. However, when they ask a question, presenting that information rather than attempting an answer at the question would just seem as a cop-out and would not really do justice at the moment. That has to be done at a different forum. Anyway, that having been said, maybe an attempt at some short answers to some of these questions. And the questions are in different categories, and we'll try to attempt some of them.